This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, the angle and the development that I was following in the Seth Rich thing was Jared Beck, the attorney that just requested that the judge hearing the DNC class action lawsuit provide protection to the witnesses and to the people involved in that case because of the three untimely deaths revolving around it. Then you had the study that came out that Joe Biggs talked about earlier that said that this actually appears to be a hit job. This appears to be a serial killer that killed Seth Rich and not a botched robbery. And now, Gary Haven, you have another angle that you want to get to.
Yeah, you know, I was on the phone to the governor of Texas Monday and asked him if he had heard about the voting fraud that's been going on with the electronic voting machines. And he had not, which I'm not surprised because the mainstream media failed to cover this story. And we know the reason for that. You know, this is that team that's aligned against us freedom seekers that control the message. But anyway, it was really neat being able to introduce that to the governor because he's in a position to actually do something about it here in Texas. And by the way, I looked it up. It was a 9% advantage to Hillary any time they use electronic voting machines. And if you look at the owners of the companies that operate these electronic voting machines, many of them are affiliated with Democratic donors and George Soros himself. So, but we're not doing anything. We're allowing our votes to be counted by probable rigged electronic machines. So hopefully the governor's going to do something about this. Matter of fact, I sent him the article, and he's going to send it to the Secretary of State, whose job is to make sure voting in the state is...
We have tried to interview him multiple times.
Big issue in Texas.
He stonewalled us on that.
They're breaking the law.
He shut down the ability to do a paper trail backup of that.
Which breaks the law.
He broke the law to shut that down. So he specifically... Texas said, we're not going to have electronic voting unless we can have this paper trail. Mm-hmm. He shut that down. So he needs to be aware of that.
Well, I bet you now that he's seen the Stanford study, which is... conclusive. These machines cheat, and they cheat to the benefit of the people that own the companies. And we live in what we call a free society. This is insane. So this takes us back to Seth Rich. His job with the DNC was to support voting sites and drive people in there. And of course, he was a big Bernie Sanders fan. And it's evident that he discovered that Hillary was cheating to the disadvantage of his chosen candidate. And he was a passionate young man, a man with integrity. And then suddenly, in the middle of the night, he's murdered. I think he was shot in the back twice. And he still has his jewelry and his watch and his... And
died at the hospital, though, that we don't know which one he was at.
Yeah, and after the police had taken him there with him talking and alert,
now,
a lot of suspicion around this.
Yeah, they called it an armed robbery.
Yeah,
usually you rob something after afterwards.
And we know that
other than life,
we know that it was not an armed robbery because he wasn't robbed.
Right.
But what came out today, and you can find this on, I think it's on Drudge Report, is a study that was done by a group of grad students in Washington D.C. at one of the universities there, and they wanted to go back and look at the evidence. And they, without any lack of objectivity, they determined several things: that he was murdered; it was not a robbery; that he was either murdered by a professional because the cleanup at the crime scene was so clear. So it's not a random homicide. The third thing is that it was either done by an individual, a professional, or by a serial killer. Now, I didn't think much of that, but Joe, you had a comment on that.
I do believe the serial killer story because, you know, Hillary Clinton, Vince Foster. I mean, she is. There's a Clinton body count, and I think she's a serial killer, quite frankly. So I do kind of go with that whole scenario that a serial killer did, in fact.
Stop it! The Clinton body count, that's just a coincidence!
Okay, let me finish with one more quick point. The Brad Bowman, who was hired by the Seth Rich family, is a Democratic hitman who goes out and covers messes. Now, they don't want us talking about this because it's not sensitive to the Rich family. Well,
are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in. Gary Haven, David Knight, Joe Biggs alongside. And we were just talking about a lot of the red flags that are going up around the DNC, the Democrat Party, Seth Rich, and the murder investigation. And Gary, you were just breaking down the Brad Bowman angle.
Yeah, you know, the media is not covering Seth Rich, and they're actually shaming people like you guys that are covering it. They're saying it's insensitive to the family. Why did the family, who, by the way, claims they have no money to hire a private investigator, somebody paid for that private investigator, by the way, but they also had a spokesperson. And Brad Bowman is a spokesperson, and if you Google him, you'll find that he has run a Democratic kind of a hitman to cover up media issues around the Democratic Party. Of all people to hire is a spokesperson. Why would you go to the DNC hitman? And that's very, very suspicious. And it, without being insensitive to the Seth Rich family, I would say, look, if you're going to hire a professional DNC hitman, then you need to be prepared to have people take a closer look at this. And you know, I'm sorry about the loss of your son. In fact, I feel great sympathy because I think he was a truth seeker. You know, who had means, motive, and opportunity?
I've gone through this before.
in those terms.
My buddy Michael Hastings was killed, and all of a sudden the narrative changed, and the family that wanted to look into it, all of a sudden new people are answering the phone, leave it alone. And then when he talked about it, Megyn Kelly goes, oh, you're just a kooky conspiracy theorist, Biggs, and, you know, this is just ridiculous. Hey, he hit a tree, and then the engine flew down the road the other way 100 yards.
Totally natural. You know, and there was another lady, I can't think of her name, but she had her son, I think it was, what she believes her son was murdered for walking into a cocaine drug deal in Arkansas that she thinks Bill Clinton's people had something to do with. And she reached out to the Seth Rich family because she was in the similar place. She thought that her son was witness to something bigger, and that's why they had to kill her son. But all of a sudden, there was waves of people saying, we're going to help you. Waves of people saying, we'll handle this for you. Waves of people. They trusted them. They thought that they were in it for the right reasons. Well, she quickly realized that wasn't the case. And she reached out to the Rich family and said, look, I know that there's a bunch of people coming out you saying they're going to help. I know that you're in a very vulnerable situation. I realize that you need all the help you can get, but do not trust these people. They do not have your best interests in mind. And I think that you're saying that Brad Bowman is the exact type of person she was talking about.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they've signed him up as the family spokesperson. And, of course, what he's doing is saying this is insensitive and, you know, you shouldn't be subjecting the family to this. You know, let the police handle it. Well, the problem with that is, first of all, who he is. I have no intention of trusting his wisdom. You know, we don't want to speculate on why the family complied and took him on, whether it's fear or whatever. Maybe they've convinced him of something. Maybe they hadn't said anything. He's been given the opportunity to use that as a strategy to shut the media reports down.
He's like the Harvey Keitel, the guy that, like, the Sopranos use it. Hey, I got this, we got a body. I need you to come in and clean it up. Hey.
And keep in mind, too, the only mainstream media that was touching this at all was Sean Hannity.
And, yeah.
And so Sean Hannity covers it, asks the questions that need to be asked. Sean Hannity, I think, day in, day out, just comes out as more of an honest a person, a real individual in the media. And he's talking about it. And then he gets actually contacted by the Rich family asking to shut it down. And now he hasn't talked about it ever again. So that's another weird aspect about this to me, because that was one thing that Megyn Kelly was, I think, trying to get me on, was the Seth Rich thing. And I said to her, I was like, look, Seth Rich's family has not contacted me. Nobody has said stop looking into this. The last time I heard from Seth Rich's family was in a video they put out on Twitter saying we appreciate the people doing the independent investigations.
Well, I can tell you there's still a lot of big name journalists out there working angles. They're just doing it all.
They can't give it up because it's so huge. It's so obvious.
Yeah.
Any journalist worth their weight in salt would be digging into this thing.
Oh, they are. They're doing it off camera because, like you said, you do it on the mainstream. They get shut down. They get sued, all that stuff. But these guys, I'm telling you, there's some big name people out there I've talked to, emailed. They're doing it on their own. They've got collaboration of people and people from all different types.
You know why? You really know why? Despite what they tried to do with the fake election results, with the fake voters and the illegal voters, and Hillary Clinton getting 3 million in the popular vote just because of California and New York alone, that's all a lie. America hates Hillary Clinton. I think America hates Hillary Clinton, and that's why everybody is actually looking into this stuff except the people on CNN.
That's my favorite WikiLeaks thing, was one of the emails where, like, the staff guy that's with Hillary, they go to, like, a fast food chain place, and they're all filming her, and everyone's like, why are you guys filming this old lady?
No one likes her.
No one knew who she was. And she just sits down quietly, and, like, no one's coming over and asking for pictures or autographs or anything. It's just like, who is this random old lady with a giant entourage of people?
It's literally all fake. It's all fake.
The guy's emailing, he's like, it was the most awkward situation I've ever been in. Like, you know, Hillary Clinton, here she comes into this place, and no one even notices her.
Think about it. Think about how fake this woman is. They tell you she's healthy. She literally can't go through a 30-minute speech without hacking up a lung. They have to cordon off rooms and to make the camera's angles look like she has a big audience. She couldn't get a big audience for one of her rallies.
That was the funniest thing is when I was in Long Beach, California, covering all the different races out there. There was this giant sports coliseum, an outdoor football arena. They could have had, you know, like 30,000, 40,000. It was a, you know, a smaller one, but She could have filled that up, apparently, from what the mainstream media says, because she's got a 90% chance of winning. Instead,
fake.
Across the street, there's this tiny little elementary recess area that she could barely even fill.
So again, her support, fake. The polls, fake.
Nope.
The votes for her, fake. This is entirely fake. It's all fake. It's all literally a facade. It's unbelievable.
The Matrix is real.
Well, this intimidation shut people down because it's going to hurt the feelings of the family. If the family... I can't believe their family would not want to know who.
Unless somebody like Brad Bowman is telling them to say that.
Exactly, exactly.
And you know, with them hiring Brad Bowman, I think it gives us permission to go to the truth.
Yeah.
In spite of the family's feelings, and I think we have to do this. You know, something that was missed in the media was a few weeks ago when the Seth Rich story, his connection to WikiLeaks, came out. That was also the day that they went full bore on the Comey story,
mm-hmm.
and it was the wag the dog week.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't mm-hmm. see anybody that might have bothered to cover the Seth Rich, which not many mainstream medias are willing to do, had an option to go with the Comey story, which was all nonsense about the Russian collusion. So we saw a real wag the dog moment, and that week was, I think, an important week. I started to call you guys because we needed to talk about it.
You know what's funny about that? On a separate issue, but a similar story, Jay Johnson today in his testimony said that they kept asking about, well, when did you open the Russia thing? And he said, well, actually, we opened the Russia thing, I think he said October 6th, or it was something, October 7th maybe. The same day, the Billy Bush tapes were released.
Mm-hmm.
This is a wag the dog. This is a tactic.
Yeah.
It's the same deal.
So the biggest story of the week, perhaps the biggest story of the year, was that means, motive, and opportunity. The DNC very likely killed one of their own to punish him. And we looked at the Podesta email where they said, you need to punish this guy, you know, whoever the leader is, right?
Yep.
Then he shows up dead a week later. So the biggest story of the year gets buried by this nonsense Comey and Russia collusion. And now, if you mention it, you're... Yeah, you know, you're ridiculed, and we should be talking.
But look at this. That's what I'm saying. The biggest story of the year. They have never denied that the content of the WikiLeaks is legitimate. You notice how they've never denied that? Why don't we have an investigation in an email that talks about having kids at a pool for entertainment? I'm sorry. Has there been a hearing on that? Haven't seen a hearing on that. What about a hearing on John Podesta saying he'll make an example of the leaker? What about the wet works in these emails that, again, they admit are real? The emails are real. That content is real.
Just
nothing.
Don't look at them.
They always use the Russians to misdirect away from their own crimes. And that's what they're doing today in the Jay Johnson hearings. They're misdirecting the public's attention away from the fact that Jay Johnson and Homeland Security hacked into these state boards of elections. They wanted to get into the voter rolls. They wanted to create a situation where they could take it over, calling it critical infrastructure. And so what do? They say, well, it's the Russians. And they did this all after the fact. After everything had escalated for months, after congressmen had written them for an explanation, they wanted a special independent prosecutor to look into this because they didn't believe Homeland Security was going to investigate themselves. I don't either. And so after all of this happens, now they're bringing this stuff up saying, well, we've just now discovered
that. My favorite thing, my favorite revelation in the entire Comey hearings was when Marco Rubio goes, all these leaks are coming out, but not one time was it ever leaked that President Trump was not being investigated.
Yeah.
Because I found that very odd.
Everybody in the Senate knew it.
Everything. Yeah. And then he even comes out later and goes, oh, I'm the one that leaked the memos to my buddy.
Right, yeah.
And I'm kind of a coward, and I'm kind of really not good at what I do.
He's a cowardly leaker by his own admission.
So I posted the picture of the cowardly line from The Wizard of Oz. Cowardly Comey.
He's leaking, too.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, you're about to leave the set. Any final words from Gary Haven?
Yeah, you know, I want to say thank God for Alex Jones and you guys. And thank God that the President of the United States is getting some of his information from you.
Well, thank God the President of the United States isn't Hillary Clinton, but at least Trump is a true American.
Well, you know, he's struggling, but I think he is a pursuer of truth. He just got a heck of a job to do. He is surrounded by the enemy. Yeah, you know, one last thing. The deep state, okay? We've all been talking about the deep state for a long time. I don't know if you guys have noticed it or not, but in the last probably 4 or 5 months, they have taken the term deep state and they have modified it. The deep state now means, according to them, those leftovers, from the Obama administration that are there and implanted. And they change the meaning from those people who are really in power in the shadow government.
And see, that's the exact type of thing. Just by Trump existing, that's the kind of stuff that's just been exposed. The swamp has exposed itself. The fake news has exposed itself. That's the Trump effect. Gary Haven, thank you so much for your time. We'll be right back with more on The Alex Jones Show. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Embrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Embrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Embrix Essentials.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Do you guys ever wake up and feel like you're the last sane person on earth? That's how I feel every time when I'm watching these Russian hearings, this Russia investigation. I'm sitting here scratching my head. It's like nothing burger. There's nothing there. This is unbelievable. We're wasting all this time and money. Meanwhile, you've got these huge, you know, there needs to be an investigation into Seth Rich, huge hearings on the WikiLeaks, all that. We don't get any of that. Just like, how is this the reality? I really can't even believe it.
Yeah, there's plenty of things that should be investigated that are being...
The Clinton Foundation? I mean,
have we spent time and time and time again on something that's clearly been disproved over and over and over again? And that's what Goebbels says. A lie told once is a lie. A lie told repeatedly over and over again becomes a truth, and that's what they're doing. That's why that's their whole narrative.
Well, that's what Jerome Corsi was talking about, how to shut down that propaganda narrative. It's a very specific technique, and a lot of times you're not going to be able to disprove something that never existed. Okay, that's what they want you to try to do, and so we're there to analyze what they're saying. We're there to expose what they're saying. But we also understand we're not the only ones who are awake. We've got a lot of people out there. We know that from social media. That's the key thing about the internet and social media, is that it's allowed us to connect with other people who know what's going on. They know that this is a lie, and to transcend this captive narrative that people like Tom Brokaw made a career out of, lying to the public, feeding them government press releases, telling them that's the truth. If you disagree with the government's official story about the JFK assassination, that's a conspiracy theory. That's when they started using that term. And so that's the way they shut down any, if you question any of the details of any of their official narratives, no matter how ridiculous they are, then they're going to call you a conspiracy theorist. It's a very weaponized method, but people are getting around that. That's why they're trying to use the next level is to go through and try to shut down social media, try to take over control of the internet, because that's what has allowed people to transcend this narrative. They don't control the information anymore. Tom Brokaw is a dinosaur fossil from the past, and he doesn't even realize it. And he's trying to hand the baton to Kelly or Megyn Kelly, and she doesn't.
Well, and they're already self-censoring social media, or soft-censoring social media, soft-censoring Google results. Yeah. They don't do the hard thing yet. They kind of are just rolling it out, softly introducing it so that the people don't freak out, like, oh, you're filtering my search results, even though that's exactly what they're doing.
I remember being a private in the Army when I first joined, and I remember getting into a debate with one of my drill sergeants about the news and how he was kind of a woke guy. He kind of knew what was going on, but I was kind of stubborn in my ways still. And I was like, no, I was like, Fox News, fair and balanced. I was like, that's real news. They're not going to lie to us. Yeah. And then I deploy, fast forward a little bit, and I see that the movie about 9/11, Loose Change and all that. My whole mind changes. I get red-pilled in this one film. And one of the first big reports I ever did at InfoWars was Jakari in Ferguson. And I remember sitting there because they had this whole area roped off.
The media staging area.
And these guys were just like so happy to be in this area. And all I wanted to do was get out of that area and actually go see what was going on.
And they were telling us that they would arrest us if we left that area.
Yes, I would see the police come at the end of the night and go, okay, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And they would go, well, apparently we're live right now from Ferguson, Missouri. This is what we saw. No, you didn't see it.
We saw this press release.
This is actually an interesting
talking point, an interesting discussion to have. You know, because I was in Ferguson with you, and there's been an amazing kind of changing of everything that's happened since Ferguson. Because I was of the same belief as you. When I was in Ferguson, I saw the police lying about what they were doing. The police tactics that they used in Ferguson were awful. And again, this has nothing to do with that, what actually happened or didn't happen to Mike Brown. This is just in the aftermath. The one thing that they did, remember, this was the second night they said, we're not using gas, we're not using gas canisters. And then they're literally firing the gas canisters into the crowd. I was sitting there filming.
That's when I got shot.
And I'm like, this looks like gas. What is going on? You're clearly firing gas. I was live. The police officer standing right next to me, no, not gas. We're not using gas tonight. Nope, not gas. About 30 minutes later, Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson come sprinting back into the media, literally crying, coughing, hacking their lungs out, vomiting. And they're like, we just got gassed. We just got gassed. They're using the gas out there. And I immediately turn to the police officer. I'm like, you said they weren't using gas, sir. And he's like, we're not using gas. And you're literally like coiled over dying.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, my eyes are blood red because at this point in time, me and Jakari had been chased out by an MRAP about a mile outside of Ferguson. When you saw us, we had just run back in. I was angry. I was
pissed off. Oh, my gosh.
Dude called me and he goes, oh, right now in the news they're saying that no gas is used. Is that true? I was like, that's complete bull crap.
No, no, you came back. You came to find the cameraman, the reporter, didn't you?
CBS.
Yeah.
And I was like, where are they at? Where are they at? And I run over there and I see him. I was like, you guys are lying.
Yeah.
And I just see him going.
But the amazing thing is, so, but it's weird because there's been kind of a changing of the approach or a weird, basically because of Antifa now, because of the Trump protests and how violent they've gotten, the police have actually kind of had to change their stance, or we've had to change our stance on the police because it's like, hey, somebody has to do something about Antifa. These people are out of control.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. If anyone was on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt asleep. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are running specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are we running specials, 30% off, 40% off some of our products, we are also running free shipping. You gotta love the free shipping. And really the biggest thing to take advantage of with free shipping has to be storable foods. Oh, look at this, storable food. There's also a discount on that. 30 to 40% off our storable foods right now. And we're going to talk about what's been escalating in Syria right now, what that means to the conflict with Russia, and with all of this possibly leading to a a World War III situation, not to mention all the violence you have in the United States and a possible civil war, Colonel Schaefer warning of a civil war, you're going to want emergency food. You've seen what happens when chaotic times hit a neighborhood, whether it be a natural disaster or whatever the case may be. People flood to the grocery stores. The water's gone. The bread is gone. Everything's gone. What are you going to do?
Look at Venezuela.
Look at Venezuela. Exactly. While the magical Venezuela, somehow the elites are still having lobster dinners while the rest of people are trying to just fight for scraps on the street. The wonders of communism. But that's the point is, you want to have something available for yourself, for your family, to sustain yourself in times that will get chaotic when you might not have access to food. You might not have access to water. You're going to want to have access to that. You're not going to want to have to fight for it. You're going to want to have it in your home. And right now is the time to take advantage of our specials. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. You add that on to free shipping, and you are getting quite a deal right now on the InfoWars Select Storable Food. And you're supporting the tip of the spear. You're funding this broadcast. You're taking us to the next level. And that's really our goal, is to defeat the fake news, replace the fake news with real news, and then win the culture war. Before we get into Syria and World War III, I just wanted to bring this story up because this is an undeniable story. When you have debates about the border, these are the topics that need to be discussed. Not your virtue, okay? Not the fact that you love everybody or that everybody needs to coexist or that everyone's a racist. No, those aren't the issues. These are the issues. Half of Oregon's detained illegals guilty of sex crimes. 47.5% of all illegal aliens currently in custody in Oregon are guilty of sex crimes. These range from rape to sodomy to sexual abuse. Half of the ones detained in Oregon are guilty. Boy, I wonder, do you think that translates to the entire country? Of course it does. That's why we want a strong border. That's why open border policies have failed. That's why Europe is collapsing right now. That's why Sweden is now the rape capital of the world.
You know, those are not on the list of crimes that our sheriff here in Travis County said she would report these people to immigration control, right?
Well, they can't even get rape kits in Travis County.
Right. Well, she had like three specific crimes, and that wasn't on it. And they had somebody turn up, and she said, oh, well, yeah, maybe we should add sexual abuse crimes and stuff like that to that. Maybe if we catch an illegal doing that, maybe then I'll turn them over to ICE or whatever. So
maybe?
Maybe. So she added that. That was one of the things that got the Texas legislature and Governor Abbott to run this thing through about saying, look, if you're not going to enforce the law, we're going to come after you. And so that's something to keep in mind. And when we look at the criminal issues here, we need to understand, too, as we're seeing the place where my wife grew up in Long Island, it is now overrun with MS-13 in just one county. They have over 400 MS-13 members. How did that begin? It began in the 1980s with a bunch of illegal immigrants from El Salvador demanding that they get amnesty. And at the time, the Secretary of State, George Shultz, said, we're not going to concede to their demands. It's going to create a lot of problems. But they created a massive criminal enterprise that is unbelievably cruel. Nobody can believe what they hack people in ways to just intimidate people. They go excessively over the top to intimidate people. And the people that they're doing this to are, by and large, people who are also illegal immigrants who come to this country, and they're being pressured to get into that gang. And so they are if they refuse to get into that gang or they don't want to be a part of it, then they become Exhibit A as to why you do what MS-13 wants you to do. So it's the people who are trying to escape that violence coming across. But if you have no control over the borders, they can't stop the criminals from following them over into this country.
Don't you understand? It's your hate that's causing them to be gangsters. It's your hate that's causing them to join MS-13.
Global warming is the reason that these gangs are violent and that ISIS kills people and beheads everyone.
Well, hey, so the next time
the science guy said so.
The next time a liberal wants to tell you how much they care about the non-citizens, quit being racist, where's your heart? Tell them, oh, really? Half of them are guilty of sex crimes, and the other half are probably joining gangs like MS-13. You want to invite them into your home? I doubt it. And that's why none of them have yet, and none of them ever will. despite the multiple calls. Yeah,
I ask people that. Like, do you have a door on your home? I'm kind of curious. Well, yeah, I don't want random people to come in. I'm like, yeah, that kind of seems like a great idea, right? What about windows?
No, man, no borders, coexist.
I don't want something that could come in that could hurt me. I go, okay, so you want a wall then, right? We don't want random people coming in. We want to have a better vetting process. Nah, you're a racist.
No, the Pope doesn't have a wall. Obama doesn't have a wall on his new mansion.
We should go out and do a video where we have like
Michael Moore
and knock on people's door, like, hey, we're going to be removing your door because we're going to start letting everyone in. So just
we just want an open border here at your house. Yes,
influx. We're going to have a whole bunch of random
people. And half of the people are going to be guilty of sex crimes too. So you're okay with that, right?
And you have a little girl, right?
Okay, so you can coexist then.
Put them in there with them.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. It'll be nice and loving.
Oh, and by the way, I like your really big mansion. Next week, I'm going to bring about 30 or 40 people over for a party. We're going to need to use that. Yeah, you're racist if you don't let us.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't be a bigot. Open your doors for anybody and everybody. That's, I mean, come on now. You're a bleeding heart liberal, even though half of them are guilty of sex crimes. What's going on? So, but that's just an interesting story. Again, that's a study. This is undeniable. These are just stats. But the liberals will deny all the stats, all the truth, all day long if it goes against their virtuous bleeding heart. Just everything's good. Everything has to be the best.
They'll just say 90%.
Loving. Trendy. All right, let's move on to some geopolitical news developing worldwide. I mean, you could possibly say with the United States downing of the Syrian aircraft and then Russia's response to it, we are probably at the most tense point right now with Syria and Russia and the United States right now in the building to a conflict in Syria that could lead to a bigger conflict. I'm not sure if we've really ever had a more tense situation than we do right now.
I think people need to understand what's really at risk here. Americans don't take this as seriously as they should. You know, the same day that this jet was shot down, we had this story on Daily Mail, and it was just a retrospect going back about the secret underground bunkers that we've all read about before that the government created for themselves to make sure that they could survive a nuclear attack. They didn't do anything for us.
That we bombed, by the way.
That's right. But they didn't do anything for us. Is it hiding in secret underground bunkers, eating wild birds, pets, and saving their secretaries but not their wives, how the government planned to survive a nuclear attack, the government elite. So they pointed out how Presidents Kennedy, Eisenhower, Roosevelt, Truman all knew that there was only going to be enough room for elite few, but they still reassured and lied to the American public and said, that's all right, you'll be safe in the event of a nuclear war. I mean, they were telling us crazy things like, hey, if there's a nuclear attack, get out of your car and get into a ditch next to the car. Things like that. I remember when they had the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I was a child in first grade, and they were saying, well, you know, when this happens, you need to make sure that you duck and cover, put your head inside the metal desk. And even as, you know, a six-year-old child, it's like, seriously? is this so you can identify my body afterwards? It's like, who believes this stuff? And yet, these are the kinds of lies that they were telling us. So you have to understand that these people who are pushing for war care nothing at all about you. These hideouts that they've got were made to protect them, not the American public. And as a guy who wrote a book on it said, he said, the government would protect itself and let the rest of us die. That's a national security expert. So what we're seeing here with this, as they're escalating this, last Thursday we had U.S. artillery positioned in a move forward in Syria to target Syrian forces. And that was Thursday. Then I think it was Monday that the jet was shot down. And now we've had another close call today. We've had NATO jets buzzing a defense minister's plane. And
two Syrian drones were downed by the United States, too.
That's right. So the question is, they're not there to fight ISIS. They're still there doing regime change. And there's this article from Anti-War. They talk about how the White House wants to widen the Syrian war despite the Pentagon's objection. By White House, what they mean is the National Security Council. That would be people like McMaster, who was just at the Bilderberg Conference. And they talk about the fact that those people at the National Security Council, and again, McMaster is an accomplice of Petraeus and so forth, they're the ones who don't see this as a fight against ISIS. They see it as a fight against Assad. That is a prescription for a broader war. And they point out that on the other hand, you've got Mattis, who is at the Pentagon, saying, no, we want to fight ISIS. Yes. Well, you know, if we want to fight ISIS, maybe the best thing we could do is get out of the civil war instead of interjecting ourselves into it and let the Russians and the Syrians who are winning continue to fight ISIS. And yet we continue to align ourselves with these ever-changing groups, always changing their names, always changing their demographics and everything, and always telling us that they're not ISIS, but they are ISIS.
And I think the proof of what you're saying is in the pudding, where the jet that takes down the Syrian fighter, they say, oh, well, the Syrian fighter was bombing our backed forces in Raqqa. And so then Syria says no, and Russia says no, we were bombing ISIS. They're both the same.
That's right.
They're both the same. And that's what they don't want to tell you. That's what they won't admit.
They're both telling the truth. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. They're just putting a different spin on it. And the reason why they're spinning it is because exactly what you said. Because the real goal in Syria is to remove Assad from power, which then brings it back home. And you say, we've got all these investigations going on, completely phony, saying that Russia is trying to influence regime change in America. Meanwhile, we are literally trying to force a regime change in Syria. This is why I wake up and ask myself if I'm the last sane man on earth. How can we actually cover this?
Well, and then you have the Air Force, too, you know, dropping off munitions and weapons, U.S. arsenal.
And then ISIS brags about it.
Yeah, to ISIS. And the thing is, though, is I'm not blaming these, you know, these Air Force pilots, because they're given a coordinate. And they go and they fly and they drop it.
And they even said, we don't want to be ISIS's Air Force.
Yeah, so, but here's the thing, though.
And then they are.
Yeah. And they, all they do is they fly and they drop it. They don't know where it's going. They're told, hey, this is for rebel forces to take out ISIS, blah, 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 blah. It goes there. Next thing you know, it's
so let me ask you this then. So let me ask you this, because you would have a little insight onto this. So John McCain apparently is the only one meeting with these forces on the ground. John McCain did it in 2012. He did it again this year. He does it, you know, secretly. The media doesn't talk about it. Well, he's the one that brags, too. He's like, I'm on the ground talking to these people. I'm on the ground. I know what's going on. Anytime anyone wants to say anything about it. So.
And he's got Soros donating to his foundation.
Right. And then you've got Soros giving him money, too. So, I mean, what do you think the odds are, Joe, that John McCain essentially somehow is influencing these ISIS fighters in Syria, but has somehow tricked people in the States to think that there's some sort of moderate rebels or something that are trying to help them with their regime change? How much decompartmentalization or compartmentalization is there with John McCain and the meetings that he's having with what I believe are ISIS fighters in Syria?
I just don't get how people don't see it.
It's
plain as day. I mean, this guy
Just months after he goes there, they have chemical attacks. That happened twice.
You know, and it's funny. He's like one of the only Republicans that the Democrats ever kind of go, don't talk about him bad. He's a hero. Like, to me, I always find that interesting. They attack every Republican they attack everybody. But for him, he's awesome. Why? Because he's a means to an end. Because the Democrats wanted to overthrow Assad the entire time under Obama. They completely tried to use the military to overthrow Assad. And the first time Obama did it, you know, Americans were like, no, this is ridiculous. Why would we do that?
We need to understand, and we need to, as supporters of Trump, we need to contact him and we need to tell him that we don't want to get involved in regime change in Syria. He made that very clear. He ran on that issue. And Coulter said, at this point in time, when they shot the missiles off, because there was the news story that these children had been gassed by the Syrian government. And we've seen that whole playbook before. She said, I didn't think at this point in time we would be fighting over Syria. I thought we'd be fighting over whether or not we're going to get rid of the Dreamers or something to that effect. We need to talk to Trump, and we need to get him to do what he said he was going to do. And we've seen this before with the Paris Climate Agreement. There was a delay in terms of getting out of that. For several months, he didn't do that. He got out of TPP right away, but then there was this division within the administration. We had people who were telling him, no, we need to stay in that. Rex Tillerson was saying, no, we want to stay in it and so forth. Other people were pushing for Trump to do what he said he was going to do. We've got people in the Pentagon. We've got Defense Secretary James Mattis who is saying, we do not want to get involved in a wider war. We don't want to get involved in this Syrian civil war. And yet you've got McMasters who is pushing the CIA line. And they want not only are they trying to get into the Syrian civil war, but the ultimate target is to have that as an excuse to get into Iran. Well, and with the shakeup that we just saw in Saudi Arabia, that is going to be much more likely, because the people, the change that we've just seen in the Saudi leadership today, that's going to mean that they're going to go much harder for Iran. So that's a very large concern for all of us. It's pushing us to the brink of World War III. And
well, you got to think about this. A lot of these military officials like McMaster, all these people are saying, you know, our favorite thing about President Trump is the fact that he gives us free reign to do whatever we want. Well, see, he needs to retract his statement in my mind because you have a lot of these deep state individuals. You have
or,
a lot of
or
these,
just fire them all yeah, and replace them.
But keep Mattis, though. Mattis is the right one. He needs to go back and say, Mattis, you have free reign to do what you need to do because Mattis, like you said, wants to take out ISIS. That's his main objective is to annihilate those guys because you know how many Marines that we've lost, how many soldiers and all that from ISIS? He knows it. He's been there. He's been on the battlefield. He understands what that means. He wants to take those guys out.
And the best way to do that would be to get out of the way of Russia and Syria. They are winning with that. We do not want greater chaos everywhere that we've gone, whether it has been Libya, where the regime changed there. It always makes it worse. And,
we can coordinate. Yeah. Our military can come with those guys. Exactly. Okay, what have you guys seen? What targets do you have? What high-value targets? Okay, you're low on ammunition. We can bring in a guy real quick and take that for you.
Instead,
real quick.
We saw just the opposite. Yeah. And they had a hotline that was going to try to avoid this specific type of conflict. The Americans did not use that hotline. They shot down the Russian plane, and now the Russians have shut down the hotline because obviously it's of no use. They're escalating this because they want regime change. That is a path to chaos, and that is what the CIA wants. The CIA is involved in regime change. They want that here at home as well. That's why the intelligence community is lying about this Russian narrative. And if you think that 17 intelligence agencies, and why in the world would we have 17 intelligence agencies? That is a big red flag for any thinking individual. But they were also unanimous in their assessment of the phony intelligence that got us into the Iraq War. So forget about the unanimous consent on all.
We took out Saddam, the Middle East spiraled out of control. We went into Afghanistan. Yeah. Opium production went up 90-something.
Same thing will happen in Syria if they do this in Syria. And if Trump thinks that he can make America great again by getting these people off of his backs, by doing the regime change, by doing this fake war with Russia, well, we don't support that. That's not what his constituents want. So that's what we need to let him know.
Keep Mattis, get rid of everyone else.
We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was unaware of this, but apparently Megyn Kelly made a real fool of herself when trying to talk about pepper spray. I don't even believe the stories that the guys are telling me about what she said. But apparently Megyn Kelly thought something about pepper spray and then just had no idea what was going on.
We remember the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations. And they had a
sure, Soros funded.
Yeah, you remember the set-in that was at Berkeley. And everybody remembers that corpulent cop who walked along just spraying pepper spray, you know, at a very close range in these people's faces. They were, you know, exercising their right to protest. I don't agree with them, but they have a constitutional right to peacefully assemble and redress their grievances. They were not screaming racist at people. They weren't vandalizing products or anything like we see now. But that was absolutely outrageous. And, of course, that guy was put on leave, but he continued to collect his six-figure plus salary. So he basically got a paid vacation for that. So you had this situation following that for a couple of days. And I'm not sure what this picture is.
Oh, those people were getting sprayed.
I guess
that's the one right there. Okay, that's the iconic thing that everybody's talking about.
What?
Well, Megyn Kelly goes on with Bill O'Reilly, and they're talking about how it was all
that
these people's fault because they disobeyed the chancellor's orders not to assemble there. So that gave them the right to use that kind of excessive force. And then Megyn Kelly said, well, you know, pepper spray is essentially a food product. And everybody was outraged with that. And you know, we could run with this in the same way that she came after Alex Jones with Sandy Hook and everything and say, well, you know, is she insane? Well, she said, I was just giving that as a background. But in the real context of that report, they were talking about how this is all justified from a law enforcement standpoint. And, of course, it's essentially a food product. So people at the time took out a petition, and they said, to back up your claim that pepper spray is a food product, please consume as much of it as is sprayed on each professor's face in one sitting on camera at Fox News.
I spray it on my covafay every morning when I wake up.
That's
it's
right.
Delicious.
There was even a Japanese animation news site that put some stuff out having a lot of fun with that.
That's kind of like the glyphosate.
This Cuban smells really good, but you know what it could use?
Some pepper spray.
Some pepper spray. I think that would really just add.
Maybe some, what do you want to dip it in? Some glyphosate?
Maybe some covafay.
Well, you know, the thing is that, there you go. There's the one
that
they did in Asia. They're talking about how effective this is. And then
nice.
Say, well,
it's
you know,
very effective. Yeah. I've been sprayed many times.
They are spraying people in the face and they're getting points with it. But, you know, she said things like, we all know that Santa Claus is white and so forth and so on. So if you want to hang somebody by their comments, you could certainly do a hit piece very easily on Megyn Kelly, like she did with Alex Jones, taking something, an isolated comment, take it out of context, and hang on it. We don't even need to take her comments out of context when she's talking about the pepper spray stuff, when she's talking about Santa Claus. And
that's something that
would have
been
white.
Very nice to use and bring up during the thing when she was here. Like, have you used any food product today for the?
Or just like randomly just kind of insert it. Hey, does anyone have any pepper spray? I'm a little hungry here. I wanted to pepper up this this dish that I have here, a little pepper spray. Would be great, Megan. You got any pepper spray?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, too, is that she did a couple of different interviews with me in the sense that, you know, first she does like a puff piece interview and then pretends that the interview is over. They keep the microphone.
Yeah, they tried to do the same thing.
They do some over the shoulder shots and so forth. And she tried to get me to say stuff about Trump and says, well, you must oppose him on eminent domain. I said, oh, absolutely. And I oppose him on things like civil asset forfeiture as well. But I said, and she goes, civil asset forfeiture? What's that? She has absolutely no idea what that is. But I said, on the things that I disagree with him on, we had Hillary Clinton with exactly the same issues, and he brings to the table some very important issues that no other candidate, Republican or Democrat, was talking about, and that's how to stop the encroachment of global government on taking over our country, taking over our economy.
That's funny that Megyn Kelly said that to you. When I was saying things about Seth Rich, she was like clueless to that, too.
Yeah.
She has no idea. She doesn't do any research. She doesn't read anything except the teleprompter.
No idea what civil
assets. She's like a real doll.
Actually, no. All right, you know what? Okay, we're going to do it. Megyn Kelly's joining us next segment. I'm dead serious. Megyn Kelly in studio. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.